So what's next?
Next is the Five Points Brewing Company, being a London brewer, Railway Porter. It says here it's a 4.8% porter. Aromas of chocolate and coffee.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry. Shut up, die the steam.
I'm just trying to derail you.
You're off your trolley. With hints of caramel brewed with East Kent Goldings and hops.
And what's the platform? ABV?
The ABV is 4.8%, as I said earlier.
Oh, yes, you did. I wasn't listening.
I already made that announcement.
It was so echoey over the tannoy, I had no idea what you actually said.
Let's get it open.
Let's go.
So what do we think of Five Points Brewing Company's Railway Porter?
4.8% black porter. Smell of... initially kind of burnt.
Yep.
There was burntness, burnt wood. And then...
Cocoa. Lots of cocoa all the way through, actually.
Yeah, it is all the way through. Taste... very balanced.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I really like. This is very balanced, and it's got quite a nice silky mouthfeel.
It's silky. It's got a kind of lightness about it that I like. It's not it's not got that kind of full mouth body to it. But I mean that in a good way, because this is a beer that's a drinking beer. This is a sessionable. I mean, it's not sessionable by the alcohol, which is nearly 5%. But it's very drinkable. You could drink several of these and not feel like it was cloying.
Yeah,
cloying. It's very
and
light.
All the flavours and everything as well. Live up to that sessionability. You know, you could happily sit there and drink a few of these because it's never getting too much, and it's not too big in the first place.
Well, it gives you plenty of. It's got some nice bitterness to it, but it sort of gives you the bitterness and then just goes away and lets you think about something else. It's not really there all the time, and the same with the sweetness. These things are just sort of working against one another and just balancing themselves out. I think the finish is interesting. It's got quite astringent, I think, camp coffee. It's a long time since I've had camp coffee, but my memory of camp coffee is that it's got a slightly, and chicory coffee generally is, that it's got a bit of a... It's an astringent bitterness about it, which isn't in actual coffee. And
that
tells you what is. I think probably the closest thing is a bad decaf. But but without any, you know, decaf doesn't have the kind of body that camp coffee has. But it's that sort of, and I mean, it's a pleasant sort of flavour.
Yeah. Oh no, this is really nice. There's a lot of dark chocolate in there, a lot of cocoa in there all the way through. I think this is very, very good.
Yeah.
We've had nothing bad to say about it at all. In fact, all we've done is praise it. I think this is a 5 out of 5.
I think it is a 5.
It's an extremely nice, drinkable porter that just sits and just ticks all the boxes.
It's great. I'm a fan of dark beers, but I appreciate that sometimes a dark beer can just be too much. It's just it's very much of its occasion. This is an unusual one in that it's drinkable, qua drinkable. It's
not
just, you're just going to be able to drink this and not think about what colour it is. It's a
tasty drink not.
Yeah.
I'm really, really pleased. Yeah, Baron rating-wise, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Thank you very much to Elsbeth Mel for letting us be part of your Beery Bits session with Five Points Brewing Company.